Well, friends, here we go today with another famous shoe brand, and this time it's Nike, probably the most famous sporting brand in the world, especially whenever it comes to trainers. Whenever I was a teenager, it always had to be Nike, Nike Air Max, and so it goes on. But they're still a very, very well-known and sought-after shoe brand. It was formed way back in 1964. And since then, it has become, I think, a billion-dollar industry. I read on the internet a $32 billion industry. Nike, it's a big, big company. Named after the Greek goddess of victory. And you've got the swoosh or the tick or whatever it is. And there you have it, Nike trainers. But Nike have a famous slogan. And that famous slogan is quite simply, just do it. Just do it. Just get on with it. Do it. Apply yourself. Just do it. Don't settle back. Don't rest on your laurels. If you want victory, press on and fight for the prize and fight for the victory and just do it. What a wonderful, wonderful lesson for the Christian. Just do it. Maybe you're not a Christian today and you know that you need to be saved. You know that you need to come to Christ. You know that you need to confess your sins. You know that you need God's salvation. You know that you need to repent. You need to put your faith and trust in the Savior. Can I say to you today, just do it. Just do it. Don't wait. Don't halt between two opinions. Don't linger on any longer without the Savior. Why not come to Christ today? Why not just do it and say, this is the day that I'm going to trust the Lord. This is the day that I'm going to give my heart and life to Him. Just do it. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. I trust today that if you're somebody that recognizes your need for the Savior and you've been thinking about these things, that even today you will just do it and give your heart and life to Jesus Christ. But maybe you're a believer today, you're a child of God, you're a Christian, and maybe the Lord has been speaking to you through His precious word about what He wants you to be, what He wants you to do as a Christian. I'm not talking about anything mystical, pie-in-the-sky ideas, or feelings, or emotions, or sentimental things like that, or dreams or visions. I'm speaking about the simple, simple Word of God, the commandments of the Lord. The Bible says to obey is better than sacrifice. And there's an old hymn writer, and he wrote a hymn, and each verse of the hymn ends with the lines, trust in God and do the right. And if God asks us to do something in His word, and He certainly does, then as a child of God, as a Christian, the most important thing is just do it. No questions asked. Remember whenever the Lord said to Peter, after he had toiled all night and taken nothing, He told him to go out again into the sea and to let down his net on the right side of the ship. And Peter says, but Master, we have toiled all night and taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Lord, it mightn't seem to be convenient to me. It mightn't be what I want to do at this time. But Lord, you've asked me to do it, and I'm going to just do it. And the Lord blessed him for it. God blesses those who trust Him. God blesses those who obey Him. And maybe the Lord's speaking to you, and you need to step out as a Christian in obedience and do the things that God wants you to do and be the person that God wants you to be without questions, without excuses. Just do it and then you can have the victory. God gives victory, spiritual victory. He enables us to be more than conquerors whenever we trust and obey. Maybe God's asking you to get involved in your local church, asking you to pray, asking you to witness, asking you to support the work of God, asking you to get involved in God's work, be consistent, sit at the Lord's table, get baptized. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Just do it. Don't wait for a flash in the sky or some other thing, but you trust Christ today. And if you've trusted Him, go through with Him in obedience and just do it. God bless you. Thank you for listening.